Thank you, Charlie. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you.
Like, they're making me play this because it's timely.
Veritek pops it up. Casey Blake. Cleveland leads 2-1.
Oh, there's the Don and Mike Show.
Listen while you BM. It's the Don and Mike Show.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Thank you, Charlie.
Mike, I want to say something to you. Don't hit the panic button yet.
Well, I'm not, but I do have one thing to say. I have one thing that I'd like to say to the Boston Red Sox.
Yes, sir.
About tonight's game. And maybe I could say it best.
No Japanese pitchers, please.
I could say it best in song.
Only round eyes throwing the ball tonight for the Boston Red Sox.
Well, not if you count Hideki Okajima. That's the reliever who's done great. He's not like Matsuzaka. Ah. He's done very well. But this is for the whole team.
Okay.
You gotta have heart. God. That's all. Wow.
That should help.
Homo.
Well, you know, that's what it comes down to. Mm-hmm.
This is the first real adversity they faced in the postseason, and they gotta, you know, get her done. They gotta get her done. I feel weird. I don't want to come out here and say, because if I say, oh boy, it's disaster time or whatever, then everybody will give me a hard time if they come back, and I think they've got a very good chance of coming back. But I just feel weird. I felt weird in the first game that they won so handily. I felt as though people were expecting it, and it was kind of like not the sizzle of being the perennial underdogs, which Red Sox have been forever. It's a different spot. We're kind of at the top of the mountain now, and everybody's trying to knock us off.
Look at your eyes when you were saying that. When you were just saying that about
yes, Charlie,
being very expressive.
Yes,
no. Yeah, the bug baby eyes.
The bug baby eyes?
What was this thing? Bush baby eyes. Uh-huh.
Well, you mean that look?
Yeah, that look where you got the real big, like, who's the guy in the NFL? Is it Rashe Caldwell?
Yeah.
Used to be with the Patriots.
Yep.
Now he's with the Redskins.
Right.
Always looking like someone is holding his
like
eyes.
Like the eyes, and Barbara Bush had the, right. those
You look
big
like
eyes.
One of those creatures that live in the jungle with those massive eyes. What are they called? Bush baby.
Adam, you are sick.
Bush babies. What are you doing? What are
you
doing?
You have, over the years, you did this in 2004, you have analyzed my psychological profile when it comes to rooting for the Boston Red Sox, and you will probably, unlike a lot of other people, you will understand this. And you'll understand it because I've talked about it so much, and Red Sox fans will understand this. Mm-hmm. Last night, as they were kind of getting their ass kicked through most of the game, I found myself becoming more interested. Do you understand the psyche of that blowing them out on the first game the other night, which was what night was that, Friday or Saturday night?
Yeah,
I think it was Friday night where they had the convincing victory. I was watching it, but they were going to win it handily. And now that they started getting their ass kicked a couple of times. Last night, I was just riveted to it. Tonight, I will just be all over it. And
what if they get their ass kicked tonight?
Probably even more so. I'll be watching the next game. But that's it's going to be very difficult if they lose tonight. It's going to be very, very difficult. But this is also the team that was down 3-0, so nothing's impossible in baseball. But I think that it'll be tonight is going to be a very interesting game, and I think they're relying on one pitcher, but I also think the team's got to show a little chutzpah. But I'm more into it now than I have been in all the postseason, because it's been so kind of a walk in the park, and now we've got some adversity. It's getting more exciting for me. But I'm worried about even if they beat Cleveland, I'm worried about that Colorado team that seems to be a juggernaut, Mr. Scholarship Winner.
All right, so you're not panicking. I think somewhere in there you are panicking, because you just gave a pretty good little...
You think I was rambling a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit.
You think I was rambling?
A little bit, because I think inside...
Think it was a nervous ramble?
Yes, because I think inside you probably have that upside-down taste in your mouth.
Well, you should know that I was in a really crappy mood yesterday going into this morning. In fact, before I exercised, I actually felt like crap. I was just depressed, sitting at the computer reading the Boston Globe and going, yuck. Because all of a sudden, things seem to have turned for in a very bad way. But no, I'm not panicking yet, but I am very nervous.
All right, I'm going to predict the next stage. Would you be a love, seriously, and leave the room for a minute? Because I'm going to predict that, not as a joke, like to say something about you.
You're going to be, when you say next stage, you mean tomorrow after the game tonight?
Yes.
If the game doesn't get rained out tonight.
Yes, yes. I'm
gonna, and just, what is, do you have any information on that, whether the game's going to get rained out?
I'll check.
They were talking about that last night. You want me to leave the room?
Just for a second.
What are you going to talk about,
Charlie? Thank you, Charlie.
Okay. Leave and I'm going to give my instant analysis of this.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
He's moving kind of slow like Uncle Joe at the junction. Take him outside.
Mike's love for the Red Sox.
Yeah, well, he can hear the monitor out there. He's got the door open.
The door is like a jar.
All right, thank you. Now, very seriously, Buzz, no goof here.
All right.
Come on. Come on. Come on, you two queers.
Rob pushing Mike
going outside.
Out the front
door.
The
two queer steers.
Now he's outdoors. He's out of the building.
I just wanted to get him out. No, I'll tell you the next phase.
What?
Mark my words, go to Las Vegas and bid on it.
Okay.
Pure, unadulterated anger.
Oh, yeah.
There is going, that is the next stage.
With another loss, you mean?
There'll be another loss and then anger?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Whenever the next loss comes, whether it's here, whether it's in Colorado.
Someone has just invaded the newsroom. It's Mike. He's back in the building. Who let him in?
Pure rage.
Bear let me in.
Bear let
him in. I didn't hear anything, though.
I'm telling you, PR. Pure rage.
Right, the PR.
Because right now he's keeping it all inside, mm-hmm. and he's John, giving.
He's just about done. I think he's giving abbreviations.
You can come on in here.
You can come back now. Yeah, he's done.
Now, he's wandering.
Now he's just digging around in Buzz's office.
Yeah, please help yourself. It's the new copy of Esquire.
God, it's clean in here.
Isn't it nice?
He's way too calm. I guarantee. Because what's going to happen is he's going to come in, and it's going to be the pressure's going to explode.
Wait till he sobers up.
It's bottled up.
I'm telling you. Right now he wants to scream. But he's trying to be cool because he thinks they still might win it.
Right.
There you go.
I heard that. I'm not happy.
I like Paula.
I'm not happy.
He's not happy.
I heard that.
What would you rather that I was really like goofing on you when you're outside? I was really giving my bet as to what the next Red Sox mood
what,
swing
what,
will
are
be.
You, are you? Would, all right.
I just want to say I'm predicting this. I am predicting this Mike O'Mara. Emotional.
Do you think I'm too relaxed? Is that what you're saying? That I'm too...
May cause dry mouth, mood swings, and nighttime kookiness.
Okay. Do you think I'm too collected? Is that what it is? Do you miss the angst of 2004?
Mike, I don't miss any of this. I am just commenting on you and your mental health. And I believe that my prediction, you can go... This is my guaranteed Super Bowl lock. Go to your bookie right now because you're going to see this from Mike. Tomorrow on the show.
Okay, very good. We're ready for it.
Tomorrow on the show.
Boy, I wish I knew what you were predicting.
Timing permitting, of course.
I wish I knew what you were predicting.
And you know what else, really? On any given day?
Uh-huh.
50-50 shot anyway.
Really?
Having a meltdown? That's what you're talking about, right? You're right about that. You couldn't be more correct about that.
We are.
Hi, Elliot. How are you? Yeah. No, we'll see what happens.
I didn't even mention that.
No.
I was just talking about...
No, but that was based on any given day, you know.
Yeah. Right.
Meltdown.
Yes, there's
sure.
a 50-50 chance you know, come here and lose it anyway.
Hanging by a thread.
That's what I'm saying.
Hanging by a thread.
This is like Hiroshima.
You know, can I say this?
We're just waiting
I don't
for the
know what you, I don't know what you predicted, but my apologies to Carla for the mood that I was in all night last night because of the Red Sox.
I'm not happy.
Because of the Red Sox and because of traffic, that was the mood I was in
now
all night.
Now, Rob, please stand up with that question.
Did you hit her?
No. Mike's into the mouthful of water. By the way, the weather looks good tonight. It's like the game is on.
I was kind of hoping for a rainout.
I know.
Why were you hoping for a rainout?
So Josh Beckett could go tomorrow night. That's what I was hoping for. So their number one starter could go with the right amount of rest.
Only a 20% chance.
Look, I know what's going to happen.
Or less.
I'm feeling futile. I'm trying to appear all cool and collected, but I'm feeling nervous with just a tinge of dread. Oh, just a little bit. I'm not giving up, though. Hello, you never give up. You don't never say die.
Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Sox thing.
I fear for your girlfriend's safety.
No, no, I got that out of my system last night. And at least I'll get home in time to see the game. You know, they start these games at 7 o'clock, mm-hmm. and it's frustrating, you know, because I want to see them. I don't like hearing them.
Can I tell you something about Major League Baseball that is just so minor league that you would have these important games on? Mm-hmm. And last night was a game that was on against a crappy Monday night game.
Yeah.
The Monday night football game. They started way too early.
Of course they do.
And who the frig cares about the West Coast games coming on at 10:30
right.
on TBS?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? They might as well just say, the game's going to be on sometime in the middle of the night on one of these 300 channels.
Ought to be 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every other night. That's the way right. they ought to do it.
American League, National League. American League, National League.
I agree with you.
Hello, Don and Mike
TBS,
show.
Give me a break.
Hello. Hi, what's up? Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Hello, Johnny.
There you go. Hi, what's up?
Hey, yeah, I'm longtime Red Sox fan, guys. I love the show, but I understand completely. I had plans for tonight originally, but all plans to stop now.
What do you mean? If you were a Red Sox fan, wouldn't you have planned to watch the game tonight anyway?
Oh, I originally had plans to go with some friends of mine. I live in Las Vegas. To go to a casino to watch it, but now I'm going to be staying home and just glued to it.
I did this. I can relate to exactly what he's saying.
Why
in fact, I told people last night that I was going to go out to my joint and watch it, and I'm probably going to stay home and watch it because I want it to be kind of a personal thing.
It's A-N-G-E-R-I-S-S-U-E-S. That you don't want to tear up the place. Uh-huh.
I'm not going to tear up my place.
Oh, it's insured.
I was in my joint in 2003 when Aaron Boone hit the walk-off home run.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
I mean, I'm not going to do that. I'm not. I don't know. I don't know, Don.
I do have a lot of.
I really don't know. It's just sad. Today. It's a bummer.
What is it? Come on.
It's too early.
I know it's too early. It's just, you know.
That's
right. Right. Listen. I'm bummed out with.
I knew this was.
I'm bummed
there.
Out with. Mm-hmm. with you know, the last two games. I wish they'd been a little bit more competitive. You know, I could even live with the...
Because the Boston Red Sox, really, and I speak now to all you Red Sox fans, they haven't done enough for you.
Well, wait. Now, hold on. Wait a minute. The Packers go to the NFC Championship game,
Mike,
and they lose. You're not going to be doing cartwheels, right?
Here's the deal.
What?
As I said to you and all of your other Red Soxites, whatever they wanted, good for you. You got it out of your system. Yeah, shut the frig up. Now.
Yeah, but we didn't. We didn't. Obviously.
You hold on. You mean you didn't get it out of your system?
No.
I thought you were going to say you didn't win it. No, you guys did win it.
We didn't get it out of the system. I didn't know. You know what? When they did that documentary called Reverse of the Curse, it was called The Curse of the Bambino. And then because the Red Sox won in 2004, they called it Reverse of the Curse. Uh-huh. And when they asked people, what are you going to do when they win? Nobody to a man had an answer for what. And the bottom line was what it is now is Red Sox fans. We want to win more, and I think that's what it's all about. You want to win more.
Tough beans, you know.
Well, like if your Packers won the Super Bowl in 2007, you'd want them to win it in 2008.
You know, not really. The Packers, hold on. The Packers have won plenty of Super Bowls.
Yes, but
past.
You would like to see them win another one.
Sure, I would.
With passion. You would be very angry if they didn't.
Sure, I would, but I don't feel angst towards them. For as many years as you did towards your team,
different.
It's not such a big deal to me, seriously.
Right.
If they make the playoffs, if they make the Super Bowl, hey, they're the goddamn Green Bay Packers.
They'll still be. They'll always
it's going to
be.
Take an awful long time to screw up what's already been done, so I'm secure.
All right, so, the fans of the Red Sox compete with the fans of the New York Yankees, and when you look at their history, there's a lot to go.
You're becoming just like them. Red Sox fans are just like Yankees.
You would have said that no matter what I would have said.
We didn't win enough. Hey, we're from New York. We expect to win every year from New York.
That's not true. I don't expect the Red Sox to win every year. But I'm very...
Just this year.
No, I don't expect anything. Now, what are you twisting this around? What are you trying to do? Are you trying to upset me? Are you trying to make me have a meltdown?
No.
Is that what you're doing? Because it's working. Mm-mm. Whatever you're doing, it's working.
I'm not, Charlie.
Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
Whatever you're saying, Charlie, you're twisting my words around, trying to make it ugly, and it's not going to be ugly. No, it's the same. It's not the same as 2004, but it's it's the same angst you feel as kind of a Red Sox fan, same negativity you feel as a Red Sox fan.
Hold
That's
on.
What the Yankees don't do.
You.
We have that negative, negative, negative. No. Red Sox fans are negative, negative, negative.
The Red Sox are the 40-year-old virgin, okay? He finally got his cherry popped. Now you don't want to hear the guy walking around screaming all over again. I'm a virgin. I was a virgin.
Well, what am I screaming about? Sex. I'm a fan. What's wrong with being a fan?
I'm talking about Red Sox fans.
What's, you can't relate to being a Red Sox fan because you're not a Red Sox fan. It's the same as any other great sports fan. You want to see your team win. If your team doesn't win, your team doesn't win. That's it. Is it as bad if they lose this year as it would have been in 2004? No.
Hey, Mike.
It won't bother me nearly as much as if they had lost in 2004 because we have won a world championship in my lifetime. I've seen it. Winner. So from that standpoint, it's cool. Now, from the standpoint of just being a fan, I'd love to see him win. Other than that, that's it. I'm a normal fan. What are you smirking at?
I'm just dicking with you.
What are you smirking at?
Because I'm just dicking with you.
Because you know it's important to me.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
That's why I'm dicking with you.
It's my number one spectator sport. It's what I do. I was telling somebody the other night, I can't even begin to estimate how many games I watch in their entirety.
I knew that this was inside.
What was inside? What am I doing?
All of this is pouring out of you now. What we got 10 minutes ago was this.
The angst, the frustration.
Was a very.
What, was I too cool and collected?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I still am. I still am.
No, you're not front runner.
Yes, I am still. Are we the front runner? Or would you say maybe Colorado is now?
Oh, please. The Colorado Rockies.
Yeah, the Colorado 21 of 22 please. Games. 21 of 22 games?
You know what? That's like
Bill. That's an amazing. It's unprecedented.
Please. That's like Bill Belichick saying, gosh, we sure are afraid of the Cleveland Browns this week. Please, anybody out there that would take.
Do you think the Red Sox are the front runner now with Cleveland up 2-1?
Sure. Why not? They're the biggest team out there.
Do you
there.
Really believe that, or are you just saying that because you'd like the Red Sox to still be the front runner?
I don't care if the Red Sox are the front runner.
Yes, for the purpose of this argument, you care desperately.
Right now, yeah, and that's part of the reason that all of your angst is really like Yankee angst. Come on.
It is not like Yankee angst.
You guys are the biggest.
It is not like Yankee angst.
You are the biggest team out there.
Mm-hmm.
The Red Sox are the four teams that are left.
Biggest payroll, you're right.
Are the biggest, most popular team out there.
Mm-hmm.
So just shut your pie holes and just let your guys roll on. Because they're going to roll on. And then when they don't.
What do you
roll
think,
on,
honestly? Do you think that they're going to win the ALCS?
I don't know.
What do you think? I don't care. But what do you think? I'm asking you what you think. You're a sports fan. Just like you asked me if what I think about a Packers game, I can answer that question. But ask me if I think the Packers are going to win this weekend.
Well, you don't even know who they play.
Tell me who they play.
They don't play anybody. They have a bye week.
They have
week.
A bye?
They have a bye week this week.
You know what I can say about that bye?
What?
I don't care.
Okay. And I'm fine with that.
I do care. I was happy for your Packers the other day.
And
I know you're
you.
Happy for my Red Sox.
I just wanted to draw this out of you, and it was very easy to get what was really inside of you out, and now that it's
what is,
out.
What is your theory on what's really inside of me? What do you think? Do you think I'm as uptight as I was in 2004?
Yeah.
You do?
Yes, I do. On some level, you are.
Yeah, maybe on some level, you're right. Yeah. But not nearly the same deal. I mean, that was calls to family all over the country calling people, and that was just to do it. That was getting over the hump. Now that we're over the hump, it's not that big a
deal.
No,
wait till they get back there. You'll get back there.
To the World Series?
If they win the World Series, you'll be drunk. You'll be crying all of those same people again. You'll be doing that whole big,
yeah.
We did it again.
Yep, yeah.
We did it again.
You're right.
Yeah, you're right. Of course you will.
Now that I think about it, you're right. I might be conditioning myself for the eventual defeat.
Of course.
But it's fun. I go to spring training, okay? I go to games. I pay attention to the Red Sox in February, mm-hmm. Okay? This is, I love it when I say okay. I go in February, okay? Okay? Like, this is, as far as a spectator sport, my year
this
ends.
This is my deal here, Wade.
This is my deal, and it ends with the, and then it'll begin next spring training again. So we'll see what happens.
I don't know. Maybe it's just because there's so many of you now.
I don't like that either.
Yeah.
I don't. You know what? And you know why I don't like that? Because there are many more who are not part of that party. Believe me, we're not. I go down to the spring training games when I used to walk in, and you could sit anywhere you'd like. I remember that. All right. Now it's like this big deal. you know, when they talk about America's team and all that, I don't dig that as much either.
Who calls
and that's
them
because
America's
they won.
Team?
There was an article where they were saying because now, I think it was USA Today had an article about the fact that the Red Sox now draw better on the road than any other baseball team. And, you know, it's very, they're very popular in other cities where they don't have their fan base. So it's, you know, that kind of thing. And I'm not sure I'm comfortable with that.
You know, it's like almost like you're being you're almost a Dallas Cowboys fan now. That's what I almost think now. When I see people in Red Sox gear, I almost think, oh, just like effing Cowboys fans. Same thing.
I'm not prepared to give you a really big argument about
and
that.
And I'm not, Mike, I swear to God, I'm not talking
and
about
And for Red Sox fans that have been there.
I'm not talking about the diehards.
Yeah. I mean, there are the diehards.
You are a mental case diehard, and you have been before it was fashionable to be one.
You know, show 10 years of, you know, not making the postseason, and you'll see those people that are, you know, hangers on, they'll go away.
Right.
They will go away.
That's why internally you should be
I'll rooting. Be blowing spit bubbles whether they win, lose, draw. I'll be following them every year.
Rooting for failure. But so you thin the herd.
Yeah, get rid of those.
So you get rid of every goddamn Katie Couric out there that wants to sit in the box with her boyfriend that owns the team.
All right, that'll be my plan next year.
And no,
I'll start doing that next year.
No Japanese players.
Yeah. But see, I'm torn. The starting pitcher is a total bust and a total flop, but the reliever who came over from Japan has been a real winner.
It's very simple, Mike. Made in North America.
You can't do that. Got to keep up with the Joneses. Got to make sure you stay. The league has changed on.
You can go south of the border. You can go north of the border.
Yep.
You can go all the way to Cuba, my friend.
Well, technically, we are going north of the border. We're just going north and over.
Maybe the problem is, do you think the coach ever gets those two players mixed up?
Jesus, sit down. God, there it is.
Oh, you know what?
What makes a Nazi?
The note.
How does he get that way?
That's going to be your nickname, Note.
As long as you just stepped up with that.
I'm calling you Note now.
I know what we'll do next. We'll do my best buddy, Rob Spiewak's Tradio.
Oh, good.
Oh, really?
Huh.
Yep. We have found an item that is up for sale in the world, and it is something I believe that Rob would like to buy. I would like to learn more about.
Sure. Rob's going to bid on with confidence?
Yes.
It's not even an eBay thing, right? It's just some guy selling it?
No, this is on the open world market.
Gotcha.
The world market.
All right, Robbie's Tradio.
Go Red Sox.
Coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.